Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Sunny skies are expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a gentle breeze making it perfect for those outside. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but still comfortable. A warm night ahead in most areas. Here are today's headlines. First, according to a report from the British Financial Times, Israel transferred laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates during the war with Iran, as reported by Walla earlier today. Also, a U.S. official announced earlier today that the Iran war truce terminated hostilities for the War Powers Resolution deadline, as covered by the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Israel has transferred all Gaza flotilla activists to Greece and brought two suspects for questioning. Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the Navy's complete success, according to I-24 News. Separately, Israel's peace summit in Tel Aviv convened thousands seeking progress in what was described as a rare pause in the prolonged multi-front war, as reported by Forward. And finally, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked widespread outcry, with Hebrew University noting a troubling pattern of rising hostility toward the Christian community, as reported by JTA. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24 highlighted key flashpoints in the region, noting a potential democratic push for a floor vote that could challenge the White House's legal justification for continued operations. Jewish Warrior 13 reported that efforts to organize a meeting involving the Lebanese president and Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington have been halted, with the U.S. offering no guarantees. Ella Travels Love posed a provocative question about why Palestinians did not establish a state between 1948 and 1967, suggesting their goal might not be statehood but preventing a Jewish state. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's reported transfer of defense systems to the UAE, the Financial Times suggests this move was part of a strategic alliance during tensions with Iran. The cooperation underscores a growing regional partnership, which could influence future diplomatic relations in the Gulf. Turning to the U.S. official's statement on the Iran war truce, the Jerusalem Post details how this declaration aligns with the War Powers Resolution's deadline. This development may ease tensions temporarily, but does not preclude the potential for renewed conflict. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the transfer of Gaza flotilla activists to Greece. The operation signifies Israel's continued enforcement of its naval blockade, raising questions about future maritime encounters and international responses. In earlier reporting, Forward covered the peace summit in Tel Aviv. Thousands gathered under clear skies, hoping to advance peace talks amid ongoing hostilities. This gathering reflects Israel's enduring quest for peace despite the complexities of regional conflicts. Finally, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, as covered by JTA, highlights growing tensions with the Christian community. The incident has prompted calls for greater protection and dialogue, emphasizing the need for religious tolerance in the city. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that just before Shavuot, dairy prices are set to increase by about 1% following an announcement by the Ministry of Agriculture. This change may impact household budgets as holiday preparations begin. Separately, CTEC informs us that Yoav Zevi has been appointed Chief Product Officer at IVX. Zevi's extensive experience in product management at Meta signals a strategic move for the company as it looks to expand its offerings. And finally, from Walla Business, the Finance Committee is pushing a compensation plan for businesses that goes against the Treasury's position. This unprecedented move could have significant implications for economic policy. Break time uses 10,000 meters, and business support in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.